Okay, so let's talk about Christian fiction. We love it, but sometimes those characters, they can feel a little,
Little too perfect.
too perfect. Like they just breeze through life, no bumps in the road, no real struggles.
Right. Like they're always walking on sunshine and never, hit a real speed bump.
Exactly.
It's interesting because author Grace Livingston,
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her.
in her blog post, Crafting Edgy Christian Protagonists for Fiction, she digs into this whole idea
Okay.
of creating these more relatable, flawed characters.
It makes sense though, right? If a character is always, sailing through life without any struggles,
Yeah.
it's harder to connect with their faith journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People crave authenticity,
Yeah.
especially those who are, new to faith,
Yeah.
or maybe they're questioning their beliefs, and they want characters who mirror their own struggles and triumphs,
Right.
which makes the stories, hit harder and the messages resonate on a deeper level.
Livingston brings up Francine Rivers' Redeeming Love as a powerful example.
A great one.
That story tackles some heavy stuff. I mean, brokenness, redemption,
Yeah.
consequences of sin,
It's raw.
but it never feels like it's glorifying those darker elements.
Right. What's so effective about Redeeming Love is it takes those harsh realities and uses them
Yeah.
to highlight the transformative power of faith. It doesn't shy away from the messiness of life.
Right.
It's showing how faith can be a source of healing and hope, even in the darkest moments.
It's all about authenticity, like you said, and that need for realness
Yeah.
that's driving this shift towards, as Livingston calls it, edgy Christie fiction.
And that edginess takes different forms, right? I mean, not all readers are looking for the same level of intensity.
Sure.
Some might connect with a character who's, wrestling with internal temptations,
Yeah.
while others are drawn to stories where faith is tested by like external forces like crime, addiction,
Yeah. It's almost like, comparing Amish romances to
Totally.
Christian suspense novel.
Yeah.
They're both exploring faith, but through these completely different lenses.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of the genre. It's diverse.
Yeah.
There's a subgenre for everyone out there, reflecting a wide spectrum of reader preferences and life experiences.
And then you have authors like Karen Kingsbury,
Oh, yeah.
who really delve into the very human experience of
Yeah.
doubting and questioning your faith.
It's so important for readers to see that faith isn't this, static, unwavering thing.
Yeah.
It's a journey with ups and downs, moments of clarity, and moments where you feel lost, like in the wilderness. Kingsbury's work,
Yeah.
it normalizes those struggles and makes those characters
Yeah.
so much more relatable.
Yeah, it's like she's giving readers permission to say, hey, it's okay to question, to wrestle with your doubts.
Right.
It's all part of the journey.
Exactly. And those internal struggles often lead to even more profound growth and understanding.
Oh, okay.
Livingston points out something really fascinating.
Okay.
Modern Christian fiction isn't shying away from like deep theological questions,
Whoa.
like diving into topics like Calvinism,
Oh, wow.
free will.
Okay, so to unpack that a bit, Calvinism, for those who don't know, is a theological system. You
Right.
got like a specific set of beliefs.
Yeah, about God's sovereignty and predestination.
Right.
So exploring those ideas within a story, lets the reader grapple with these alongside the characters.
Yeah.
And they can delve into those complexities of faith.
You know, it's so cool. Livingston points out that you don't even need every character in a
Oh.
Christian novel to be a Christian.
That's such a great point.
Think of C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, classic example of a story that incorporates,
Different beliefs.
yeah, diverse beliefs and
You
background.
have characters who are devout believers,
Yeah.
those who are skeptical, and those who like come to faith through their experiences.
It's almost like that diversity makes the whole narrative richer.
Exactly.
Inviting readers from all walks of life to engage with the story and its themes on a deeper level.
And it mirrors real life, right?
Yeah.
We interact with people from all different backgrounds,
Yeah.
belief systems, and including that diversity in fiction just makes it more authentic and thought-provoking.
But it's not just, heady theological debates, right?
Yeah.
Livingston highlights how the genre is also
Oh,
addressing
yeah.
tougher real-world issues like
Yeah.
abuse, addiction, mental health.
It's heavy stuff.
Authors like Lisa Sampson,
Oh, I like her.
who Livingston mentions, are tackling these topics head on,
Yeah.
but always with a message of hope.
What's striking about this shift is that it acknowledges that faith isn't, some magical shield
Right.
protecting you from hardship.
Yeah.
Instead, it's portrayed as a source of strength and healing
Right.
to help you navigate those difficult realities.
And hold on, because this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
We're even seeing supernatural horror.
Go ahead.
Yeah, entering the Christian fiction scene.
Wow. So that's got to be an interesting blend of
Yeah.
supernatural elements and Christian themes.
Yeah, that allows for deeper exploration of good versus evil, spiritual warfare, ultimately the triumph of faith over darkness.
That's powerful stuff.
Livingston even mentions House by Ted Dekker and Frank Peretti
Oh, I've heard of them.
as a chilling example. It's all about these characters facing terrifying demonic forces,
Wow.
but finding strength and victory through their faith.
Those kinds of stories, can be incredibly gripping, pushing readers to confront their own fears and
Yeah.
beliefs about the spiritual realm.
So with all these different approaches to edgy, what
Yes.
does it actually mean? Like, what does edgy actually mean in the world of Christian fiction?
Well, Livingston defines edgy as pushing the boundaries of what's typically considered acceptable within the genre, but staying true to,
Yeah.
the core principles of
So
Christianity.
it's about exploring challenging issues, moral dilemmas, and the complexities of faith,
Right.
but in a way that invites deeper reflection and conversation.
Exactly. And those boundaries, they've definitely been broadening since the late 1970s.
It's almost like the genre is maturing
Yeah.
and evolving alongside its readers.
I'm embracing a wider range of voices and perspectives,
Oh, yeah.
and that evolution is what allows Christian fiction to connect with a broader audience
Yeah.
and spark conversations and, have a greater impact on the cultural landscape.
Livingston brings up Randy Alcorn's Deadline to illustrate this point.
Okay.
It digs into heavy themes like judgment, redemption, even controversial topics like abortion and euthanasia,
Wow.
but it does so within that framework of Christian belief.
Deadline is a great example of how Christian fiction can engage with
Yeah.
those complex ethical and societal issues,
Yeah.
but without, avoiding the tough questions.
Right.
It's inviting readers to consider different viewpoints
Yeah.
and wrestle with the moral implications of their own beliefs.
And the cool thing is, Christian publishers are becoming more and more open,
I've noticed it.
yeah, to this kind of exploration. It's really exciting.
It's a clear sign that the genre is maturing, becoming more nuanced, and
Yeah.
engaging with the complexities of the modern world.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, Livingston mentions another fascinating example,
Okay.
The Shunning by Beverly Lewis.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
It tackles the practice of shunning
Right.
within Amish communities,
So controversial.
and it forces those characters, and by extension, the reader,
Yeah.
to grapple with internal conflicts, moral struggles,
Right.
and ultimately, the shunning, like so many stories in this genre,
Yeah.
reinforces the importance of faith and forgiveness, even when facing really difficult choices.
It's highlighting the human condition,
Right.
those moments of doubt and questioning. And it's showing how faith can guide us through
Yeah.
those, tumultuous waters.
But at its heart, Livingston emphasizes that what makes these edgy characters so compelling
Yeah.
is their vulnerability,
Of
their flaws, their struggles. It's their humanity that makes them relatable.
And their faith journeys.
Right, so powerfully.
Because it's through those imperfections and challenges
Brilliant.
that we really witness the transformative power of faith and grace. It's in those,
Yeah.
messy, complicated realities of life
Right.
that faith is tested, refined, and ultimately leads to
Yeah.
a deeper understanding and spiritual growth.
Okay, so we've talked about why these edgy characters are needed, about their flaws,
Right.
the tougher topics they're tackling, but
Yeah.
how do authors actually go about creating them? What's the secret sauce?
That's where the craft of writing comes in.
Yeah.
And thankfully,
Yeah.
Livingston offers some valuable insights into, the techniques and strategies involved.
For example, she emphasizes balancing faith and realism.
That's key.
You want characters who feel authentic, who grapple with real-world issues, but who also, live
Ultimately,
really Christian values and beliefs.
it's a tightrope walk for sure. But when it's done well, it
Yeah.
creates this beautiful tension that pulls the reader in.
That makes sense to me because it reflects what we were talking about earlier
Yeah.
about authenticity. If a character feels too preachy
Right.
or their struggles feel manufactured, it just doesn't land the same way.
Absolutely. It's about finding that sweet spot
Yeah.
where the character's struggles and triumphs feel genuine and relatable,
Right.
but without compromising the core message of faith and redemption.
And Livingston also talks about using implied language when addressing those sensitive
Oh,
topics,
yeah, that's interesting.
especially things like, sex, violence, or other mature themes.
Yeah, like what's that about?
So implied language allows an author to explore those complex and sensitive issues,
okay,
but without resorting to graphic descriptions.
Right.
It's a way to maintain respect for the reader and the overall tone of the genre,
right,
while still addressing those difficult realities.
It's finding that delicate balance,
yeah,
between honesty and sensitivity.
Right.
And it can be incredibly effective, especially for readers who, you know, might be sensitive to,
yeah,
more explicit content. It lets them engage with those difficult topics,
yeah,
without feeling overwhelmed,
right,
or like their values are being disregarded.
It's almost like it invites the reader to fill in the blanks.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
To use their own imagination and experiences.
Right.
To connect with the story on a more personal level.
And that's a powerful tool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It allows you to create a more nuanced,
yeah,
and layered narrative.
Right.
That resonates with a wider range of readers.
Livingston also talks about portraying faith journeys,
yeah,
in a way that avoids those simplistic or idealized representations.
It's about embracing those twists and turns.
Yeah.
Doubts and affirmations that make up a real faith journey.
Right, because let's be real.
Yeah.
Faith isn't a straight line from point A to point B.
Nope.
It's messy. It's challenging.
It's full of unexpected detours.
Right, and reflecting that complexity makes those characters more relatable.
And their spiritual growth more meaningful.
And when it comes to crafting these characters, Livingston stresses the importance of...
Cool, yeah.
Knowing your audience.
Right.
She specifically mentions writing for women aged 34 to 80,
okay,
with conservative faith backgrounds.
Knowing your audience is crucial for any writer.
Yeah.
But especially in a genre like Christian fiction,
mm-hmm,
where readers often have, you know, specific expectations,
yeah,
and sensitivities.
Right. Understanding your target demographic.
Yeah. It informs everything.
From the characters.
Yeah. To the themes you explore.
It's like you're crafting a story that speaks directly to their hearts and minds,
acknowledging
their experiences, engaging with their worldview.
And that's what makes a story truly resonate.
That sense of connection.
Yeah.
And understanding.
That draws the readers in.
Right.
And leaves a lasting impact.
And speaking of impact, Livingston shares the incredible success story of author Lisa Berggren.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Who has sold over 2.5 million books.
Wow. Berggren's success is a testament to the power of, you know,
yeah,
creating well-crafted Christian characters who resonate with readers.
On a deep emotional level.
Exactly.
It's proof that this evolving genre has the potential to reach a huge audience,
yeah,
and really make a cultural impact. It's exciting to see these stories breaking through,
yeah,
and sparking important conversations about faith, life.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and everything in between.
It really is. Yeah, it really is inspiring to see authors like Lisa Berggren, you know,
yeah,
weaving faith and storytelling together.
Totally. It's fascinating how they use techniques like implied language to, like, bring that depth and nuance,
yeah,
you know, to those stories. And it allows them to tackle these tough topics,
right,
without alienating readers.
Speaking of tough topics,
yeah,
Livingston doesn't shy away from,
right,
the tightrope walk that comes with navigating sensitive issues within the genre.
Oh, for sure.
She talks about that need to balance realism,
yeah,
with, you know, faith-based values. Especially when dealing with things like sex, language, and violence.
Yeah, it's a delicate dance.
It is.
Because you want to reflect the complexities of life, but also you have to be mindful of your readers' expectations and sensitivities.
Exactly. Christian fiction readers often come to these stories with,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
certain set of values and beliefs.
Right.
And it's important for authors to respect those while still striving for,
yeah,
authenticity and depth in their storytelling.
Livingston's own book, Ties That Bind,
oh, yeah,
is a great example of how to do that effectively.
Okay.
She deals with some really heavy life circumstances,
yeah,
but in a way that honors her readers' values and beliefs.
It's a testament to her skill as a writer.
Yeah.
That she can address those difficult topics without compromising on that core message,
right,
of hope and redemption that's so central to Christian fiction.
That's like she's saying, look, life can be tough, but faith can be that anchor that helps you weather the storm.
And that's a powerful message.
Yeah.
It resonates with so many people.
Because we all go through difficult times.
We do.
And having that sense of hope and purpose can make all the difference.
For sure.
Livingston also raises an interesting point about,
okay,
what true edginess,
oh, yeah,
really means in Christian fiction.
Right.
Some argue that it's about pushing boundaries, while others believe it's more about addressing those controversial topics through a Christian worldview.
Okay. That's a really thought-provoking distinction.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I lean towards the idea that true edginess isn't about being shocking or provocative just for the sake of it.
Right.
It's about engaging with those complex issues in a way that challenges readers to think critically about their faith and how it intersects with the world around them.
You know, that makes me think about how these edgy stories can actually spark some really important conversation.
It's not about shying away from those tough topics.
Right, yeah.
It's about confronting them head on.
Yeah.
And exploring different perspectives.
And that's where the real power of this evolving genre lies.
Absolutely.
It has the potential to reach a wider audience.
For sure.
And encourage a more nuanced and thoughtful understanding of faith in today's world.
I love that. It's about creating a space.
Yeah.
For dialogue and reflection, where readers can, you know, grapple with those big questions and come to their own conclusions.
And that's something that's so needed in our society today, right? Where everyone
Tell me about it.
Seems to have such a strong opinion.
Uh-huh.
And it's so easy to get caught up in those echo chambers.
Yeah. Christian fiction, especially this new wave of edgy storytelling, can be a bridge that connects people from different backgrounds and perspectives.
I think that's what makes this whole conversation about edgy Christian fiction so exciting.
It's not just about entertainment. It's about exploring the human condition.
Yeah.
The complexities of faith, the things that really matter in life.
It's about reflecting the messy realities of our world.
Right.
And finding those glimmers of hope and redemption.
Yes.
That shine through even in the darkest times.
I love that.
So to recap, we've been talking about this shift in Christian fiction toward more relatable, flawed characters who grapple with real life issues.
Yeah.
We've explored the importance of balancing faith and realism, tackling those tough topics with sensitivity and crafting characters whose journeys mirror complexities of faith in the modern world.
And we've touched on that delicate balance of navigating sensitive issues and how authors are pushing boundaries while staying true to the core values and beliefs of Christianity.
Yeah, it really has been fascinating. Grace Livingston's blog post has really got me thinking, you know, about how much the genre has evolved.
It really has.
And her insights into the creative process, the challenges of crafting these compelling characters.
It's been so valuable for us today.
You know, one thing that really stuck with me is the idea that exploring flawed and questioning characters can actually strengthen faith. It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
It is. But when you think about it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like by acknowledging that faith isn't about, you know, being perfect or having all the answers, we open ourselves up to a deeper understanding of grace and the transformative power of belief.
It's like saying, hey, it's okay to doubt, to wrestle with those big questions.
It is.
We're all on this journey together.
Exactly. And those edgy characters with all their flaws and struggles, they remind us that faith is a process, not a destination.
It's about stumbling and getting back up and, you know,
keep searching,
continuing to search for truth and meaning.
Right.
And that's a message that resonates with everyone, right?
It does, yeah.
Whether you're a devout believer or just starting to explore your spirituality,
right,
those human experiences of searching and questioning, I mean,
they're universal.
Yeah, they're universal.
It's about tapping into that shared human experience. Yeah. Those moments of doubt and uncertainty and showing how faith can be, a source of strength and guidance, even when you're facing challenges.
And it makes those stories so much more relatable and impactful, right?
I think so.
Because it's not about this, idealized version of faith.
No, it's not a fairy tale.
Right, but rather reflecting that messy, beautiful reality of what it means to believe.
I couldn't agree more.
I think that's what makes this whole evolution in Christian fiction so exciting.
It is. It's pushing those boundaries.
Yeah.
It's inviting a wider audience into these conversations about faith, life, the things that truly matter.
So for anyone listening who's, you know, intrigued by this new wave of Christian fiction, I can't recommend enough checking out some of the authors and books we've talked about today.
Right.
You might be surprised how much these stories resonate with you, regardless of, you know,
your own beliefs.
Yeah, your own personal belief.
And as you dive into those worlds and connect with those characters, I'll leave you with this thought.
Okay.
Could exploring those flawed and questioning characters actually strengthen your own faith by reflecting the real struggles and triumphs of the human experience? It's a question worth pondering.
It is.
As you journey through this captivating world of edgy Christian fiction.
And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive into the evolving world of Christian fiction.
It does.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep those conversations going, and most importantly, keep the faith out.